WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We hope you're listening out on AM 1570. We call them Wise Conversations, and this one's going to be a lot of fun because at heart, this is going to be a baseball conversation, but I am wearing my Fadley shirt. Before we get going, I got to tell everybody about the Maryland Lottery and our Maryland Crab Cake Tour, taking it back out on the road. And we're doing this really in conjunction with Opening Day and Springsteen and the Eagles opening the new CFG Bank Arena. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. I think we're going to have another major sponsor coming aboard too, so I'm excited about that as well. We're going to be starting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, giving away the Maryland Lottery scratch off the old schoolers on the 5th of April. We're going to be doing that at Costas. We're starting at Costas. It's their 50th anniversary of selling lottery tickets. We're going down to Fadley's the day after opening day, but it's the day that Bruce Springsteen is going to be opening the new CFG Bank Arena. And Luke, I had a business trip over the weekend that involved, and you're going to see that this was a business trip, okay? I stopped in your hometown of Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania, and I did a little antiquing, and it had a baseball angle and a hockey angle. It really started as a rock and roll angle. Then I went to State College, which it's Big Ten University, right? I had only been there one time in my life. I drove there on a very awful Saturday morning where they got their ass kicked by Michigan in 1998 on my way to seeing the Ravens get their ass kicked by the Steelers the next night. I went to State College. I bragged to Lenny Moore, to Wally Richardson, to Kim Herring, how excited I was to be going to Penn State to see the Nittany Lions take on Courtney Brown, LeVar Arrington take on Brian Greasy and Charles Woodson. And Penn State got walloped that day. I never made it downtown. It was RVs. You know, it was just a mess. Like, it was just an awful weather day, an awful everything day. It was awful getting out of there. The drive to Pittsburgh was awful. And then Eric Zier and Vinny Testaverde were awful. And Rob Woodson was pretty good, I think, if I remember correctly. That said, I go back to Penn State. First guy I run into is Ross Tucker, and we're talking football. But before I did that, I came to Shrewsbury. I didn't know the antiquing thing in Shrewsbury. Can you speak to that as a local there? Because my son and daughter-in-law sent me looking for belt buckles.
All I can speak to is I know it is a thing in Southern York County, and there are lots of people into it, and there are definitely some places that I've been to maybe once in my life. I'm not an antique person myself, but it's absolutely a thing, and I know that there have been people that will travel from not 10 minutes away. They'll come drive an hour to check out some of the places in Shrewsbury. So,
well, my son
that
told
is a
me
thing, even.
Your dad would like this, right? Your dad was an old rock and roll. This is the Genesis belt buckle. And, you know, I've started collecting these specific because they're affordable and fun and hard to get and better than baseball cards because you can wear them. So I actually wore this to the show the other night because I acquired it and it was like this prized. It's my new shiny object, right? So I'm looking for belt buckles just for fun, like just to get me off the road because I'm not going to hockey games and I'm not flying here and doing this and doing that. So my son says, stop up at Shrewsbury. So I go in to the antique center, and it's a bunch of little stalls, a little flea market, but really nice stuff, really high end. There's a whole thing with old soda shop signs, albums, old Life magazines, old Beatles, like just stuff, right? In addition to, you know, your grandmother's this and old canisters and old King syrup jar, just stuff, really cool stuff. And you look at it, you're like, oh, I had that, or look at that, you know, but you see something you want it, you're like, oh, how much is that? Got down to the lower level, Luke. No belt buckles. I what else am I going to see here? Saw something I wanted, a bright, shiny object. Orange banner, black, old school, with the old man clipper on it, with the goalie stick, right? Baltimore Clippers, orange and black banner. And I'm thinking, is that $20 or is that $200? I don't know what that is. It was $75. I don't balk at price. Just wasn't worth $75 to me. It was beautiful. I touched it. It was felt. It was legit. Late 60s. Awesome. Would look awesome in my office. Cool. I loved it. I would hang it up. If I'm not hanging it up, I'm not buying. I got rid of a bunch of stuff I'm not hanging up. So, guy comes over, makes small talk. He's a fan. hockey fan, the whole deal. He said, let me show you what else I got. He showed me this bottle opener, dude. Like, I should have taken a picture of it. I really screwed up not doing that. But it had the old Clippers logo. It was a giveaway where the hockey skate open your beer. And it was the size of like a stapler, but it was a hockey skate. $225. And I'm like, oh, yeah, really nice object. I'm sure it opens a nice bottle of beer, modern, but no. I go to a section and I see a Baltimore Colts album, 1968. It's only $5, $10. You have to have a player to play. And I thought, well, JR could probably, but we really put it on the radio. It was Chuck Thompson, Bill O'Donnell calling the 68 season. Everything went right until it didn't go right, as you well know, Super Bowl III. So I go into that section in the back, and there's newspapers from the 60s. Luke, are you ready? This is my kickoff to opening day for you, my friend, because I have not opened these. They were inexpensive, like $5, $9, like a magazine would be in the airport that I would pick up for a flight to Miami, right? Are you ready? This is the thing that caught my eye. You're going to love this, but because you love baseball, I have not opened this. It's the first time I've touched it. I'm going to read through it. I'm literally going to read through it as a fan. It is the 1966 News American preview of the World Series. And Stedman, do you see what Stedman says there? Tell our audience what John Stedman said that was going to happen in the 66 World Series, if I can get it up on the screen the right way. I'm going to get this right. I swear I'm going to get it right. It says here, Orioles will win series. So 1966, Orioles reached the peaks. I got this. And then to balance it out, because I got my career start at the News American, and Stedman won't be in this because he wasn't working there then. You know how you get the cup that says Orioles win the series and it was Dave McNally and like all of that, right? This is the legit first run Orioles complete sweep of World Series 66 in the Baltimore Sun.
Very cool.
So, $14, Shrewsbury, your hometown. And there's a crab cake joint on the corner. I took a picture of this joint. And if I want to give a shout out, I will. I don't know that the Maryland Lottery that's going to let me give ticket. I can't do that, but I would come up and do a crab cake tour. I took a picture of a joint when I turned the corner in your neighborhood, and it said crab cakes out on the corner. Coach Light Restaurant. It said crab cakes right out in
Yeah.
front in Shrewsbury.
Oh, yeah. You'll find crab cakes up in southern Pennsylvania. That's kind of the extension of the greater Baltimore area. You will still get a legit crab cake. Let me rephrase that. You can still get a legit crab cake in southern York County. You go 30 plus minutes north, that's
Not in
when
Harrisburg, no.
you're kind of on your own. There are, I know that of one or two places in York, like York is I
Once
consider
you
the
like
city.
Yoakum Town, you're done, right? Like exit 33.
Yeah, you go north. Yeah, you go north of there. You're on your own. You maybe there's a stray place, but I would not give my endorsement at that point. But
Let me
yeah,
tell you what.
Southern Pennsylvania does have some legit.
You had a hell of a Taco Bell there at 12:35 in North York, right off of Queen. I'm gonna tell you right now. All right. By the way. Dude, I never open these. I literally, and this will open the conversation for the WBC and whether the World Series is more important than the WBC. So we could talk about that. But I just open this up. Dude, it's got the Evening Sun front page in it too. Like it has all of it. So I bought it.
Very cool.
Oh, look what's inside. This is the thing that's on all the coffee mugs. I got it, finally. The real one. This is the real one. You've seen this before.
Excellent.
Yeah. So,
I have. Oh, absolutely.
I love
Definitely.
baseball. It's baseball season. Reading Stedman's thoughts prior to the 66 World Series that begat me and brought me to this country. So part of this is a little bit of explorational for me, but baseball, man, there's nothing like it, right? I mean, even stuff that happened before I'm alive, I'm spending $14 in a shop because I'm interested in baseball. And this year, and seeing people buying Adley Rutschman bats that they're putting up in their kids' bedrooms and stuff like that, that Yeah, fun things getting hung here soon, bro. We're doing crab cake tours. We're going to Fadley's. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt because you're going to be getting some crab cakes down there for your family. You don't know it yet, but I'm going to be muling those back because you can't get those in PA, and you know that. But happy baseball season to you. I know you're getting geeked up. Next Thursday, we're close.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, and I think the World Baseball Classic, and we'll get into that, but that's been a nice warm up. I think it's difficult because you get to these NCAA tournament weekends where you're just so programmed to watch March Madness, even if you're just a casual college basketball fan, that I found myself kind of forgetting about the WBC, and then I was mad because, oh, I forgot about it. So I did get a chance to catch some of the US Cuba semifinal on Sunday night as the US ran away with it. And Cedric Mullins hit a home run late in that game. So that was cool to see. But yeah, it's right around the corner. And certainly a lot more optimism and excitement for the Orioles, even with the lack of games being shown on Masson. But there's still optimism, I think, for the first time since at least 2016, 2017. There's a thought that, yeah, this could be a fun season. And the Orioles certainly have designs of being a postseason team. So we'll see how it plays out. Certainly questions and certainly young guys that they're going to have to count on to take the next step. But lots of excitement. But in the meantime, it's been neat to watch the WBC. We talked about this 5 years ago when Adam Jones made the magical catch. I mean, you still see highlights of that 5 years later, him robbing Machado. It feels like a lifetime ago when you consider where the Orioles were at that point and what's happened since then. But to see that, and then to see over the weekend Trey Turner hitting the grand slam and what kind of a great moment that was, it's fun. And I think what we need to recognize, and you and I have talked about this a lot in terms of the overall health of the game, the future of the game, all of that. And understanding that baseball has been an American game, even though it's been called the World Series. Since you can even go back to the late 19th century, but before the modern era of 1903. But for the game to truly become a global game, to truly be a World Series, when we're talking about it in the literal sense,
It's such an American thing
it
to
is,
call
but
something that's only American a world championship because it just speaks to people who don't have passports. And it speaks to this conversation where I've seen Adam Jones smacking people around out on Twitter because he's lived places because Adam Jones and I would get along famously if we were ever to get together. I'd have more to say to him than Coleman. But I being Venezuelan and knowing it obviously has affected this guy's got plenty of money, but he's hurt now. And these guys getting hurt during this thing, we as Americans, we would Roger Dorn this, right? And we would say there's only one game that matters, and that's the game we get paid to play, and like all of that. And that's the way fans want to feel about the Dodgers or about their team or their Braves player or their Astros player, or whoever gets hurt. And the same thing would be true in spring training. Guy blows an arm out in spring training. You don't want that, right? But these guys are competing hard. And we all wondered out loud. And you and I wondered out loud last week. I told you about my experience. I mean, I had a beautiful experience at Dodger Stadium seeing Japan. By the way, it was Roy Oswalt who pitched that night. Guthrie was on the team, but it was Oswalt. I wanted to clarify, it was Oswalt that pitched that night. But seeing 40,000 Japanese people roll into Dodger Stadium with bangers and sushi, yelling Ichiro, all painted up and all cheering, it would. And I've been to Cuba and I've been to Venezuela. I've been to games, baseball games. There's a stadium named after my cousin in Maracaibo that I've been to. And to see the passion in the Dominican, in Puerto Rico, in Cuba, in these other places, and try to equate that to somebody who lives in Duluth, Georgia, I think it's very difficult to do, but I think it's important that Adam Jones does it. And it's important that people, to your point, I am the ultimate detractor, right? I'm Nasty Nestor. I fight with Peter Angelos. He hates baseball. I've been here 31 years thinking they don't do enough, and they don't do enough. They really don't do enough. But this is something that they really has been a pet project of Bud's that has legs to the point where these guys care so much they're getting hurt. So, and it's weird because they play it in March. I mean, like for all of the reasons that it's not as baseball-y, and they play it in the better weather conditions, and they play in Japan. It's great. This is one of the good things that these dirty SOBs have done in 31 years since the strike and Cal Ripken and 2131 and like all of the contractions, DHs, pitchers, salary feuds, on the field, off the field, Peter Angelos here wrecking it, and lacrosse and all the other things that happen. They can't make a star out of Mike Trout, and they can't figure out Ohtani and whatever. This is one of the few things where they've really tried hard, and if you love it, it's cool, and it's something they created out of nothing, because baseball doesn't allow you to create anything out of nothing, because it's all within the confines of the way it's always been. This is something that is new and modern, and I don't know if that it's accepted, but I know my experience with it was phenomenal. Adam Jones' experience with it was phenomenal. Like, maybe your experience isn't phenomenal if your guy got hurt last week.
Yeah, and look, let's be clear. I have full empathy from a fan standpoint of New York Mets fans seeing Edwin Diaz get hurt in a celebration. I mean, just it was such a freak thing that happened. Altuve, I mean, how many times do you see guys get hit by – I mean, Bryce Harper got hit by a pitch in early June last year, broke his thumb. He wasn't back until the last month of the season, although he did pretty well when he came back, certainly in October. But I think where this really resonates for me personally, I had the chance, as you can recall, we went down to Miami, had a chance to cover the 2017 All-Star Game. And during pregame introductions, they had the flags of all the countries that had been were being represented in that game. Can't remember the exact percentage, but the number of players that were not United States citizens, you know, players who had origins from other countries. And it really struck me. And I just thought, and I say this as someone who has not done a lot of traveling, but I thought, how cool is it that America's game, the national pastime, whether it actually is anymore or not, we still romanticize it. And it was at one point in time, even if football really is in this day and age. But it really struck me that, quote, America's game had so many different players from so many different countries here at the MLB All-Star Game. And it really struck me how special that was. And then you start thinking about the World Baseball Classic. And look, it's new. I mean, this is something that was conjured, what, 15, 16 years ago, what, 2006, whenever it was. And really wasn't until a few years later when major league players were playing in this. But, you know, and I'm going to speak out of turn here a little bit because I'm not a soccer guy, but just imagine if the World Cup didn't exist and suddenly someone developed that concept 15 or 20 years ago. If you were a fan of a team in the English Premier League and one of your guys was playing in that and it didn't have the cachet and the tradition and you know, wasn't what the World Cup is, which I recognize that even as someone who's not a soccer guy,
that you wouldn't mind getting, it would be an honor to be hurt in a World Cup game. Like, but McBride was bleeding and
right,
Kaiserslautern in 06.
But if it was brand new, you'd probably feel differently about that because it wouldn't have that. So I think what, and I totally agree with you as far as what baseball, what they've been able to do with the World Baseball Classic. And look, it stinks that Edwin Diaz got hurt. It stinks that Jose Altuve got hurt. But guess what? Guys get hurt in spring training all the time. And let's be clear, there are guidelines and parameters in place. Mark DeRosa, the manager of the United States team, you know, he's been abiding by pitch counts and structure of how these guys are competing, but also still getting ready for the baseball, you know, MLB regular season. So there's that in place. From a financial standpoint, there were players who could not play in the WBC because they had an injury history and they could not have their contract, their MLB contract insured. Clayton Kershaw was an example of that. Ramon Arias of the Orioles was an example of that, I believe. So the Mets are not going to lose out financially on Edwin Diaz getting hurt. They're going to be insured for that. But you lose the player. And I do understand it. I really do. And I've talked about this. We talked about this probably as recently as our last conversation about the WBC. As much as I like it, it does make me uneasy for these pitchers who are typically ramping up, and now you're throwing them into a much more competitive environment. But boy, you mentioned it with your experience. I wasn't at a WBC, but just seeing, you know, being reminded of all the international presence in Major League Baseball at an All-Star game. You see the passion, you see the atmosphere at these various stadiums across the world. How can you look at this thing and not say that there isn't value to this? If
Well,
you're
all of
someone
these
who just
countries
loves
also have
baseball.
their history, and these are chances for these players to be heroes in their country.
It's that, and it's also you look at places like Australia, the United Kingdom, some of Israel, some of these countries that there was no presence for baseball. I mean, I can remember who was it the Orioles signed out of Australia years ago? Was it John Stevens, I think his name was, I believe.
Yes.
There was a yeah, you look at these some of these countries, baseball had no footprint whatsoever. And now you're seeing what the WBC and of course there's it goes beyond that. I mean, there are other efforts and there are other people promoting the game elsewhere. But I just look at that and say, how can this be a bad thing in a big picture sense? If you're someone who loves baseball and wants to see the game grow and wants to think of, and look, I don't even want to get into, the comparing the WBC compared to the World Series. I mean, they're different entities. I certainly the World Series for someone who is American or someone who just loves baseball, and even if you're from another country, but Major League Baseball has been the pinnacle of baseball since its inception. How can how can you judge that compared to the WBC? But that said, the WBC means something. It does. And I mean, Adam Jones, I've seen him push back on Keith Olbermann and some of that talk that, again, I get frustration, but let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak, in terms of understanding that injuries happen. And it's not as though, it'd be one thing if these guys were, in the WBC, and then they were playing a pickup basketball game in between games, and then someone got hurt there. That would be a different story. They got hurt playing baseball, and in Edwin Diaz's case, it was just a freak thing. It's not as though he did a bunch of backflips or anything and blew out his knee. So it's tough. I empathized with that to a point, but I just think there's so much upside to the World Baseball Classic. And look, the timing's not ideal in the same way that it would be problematic if you tried to do this in November and then you'd say, all right, it's one thing to talk about guys who pitched in the playoffs or pitched in the World Series, but what are you going to do about those pitchers who haven't thrown a pitch since late September? Are you going to have them ramp up in November or December? I think that would be far more problematic. There's not, there, it's not perfect. It's not ideal in terms of timing and understanding that there is an injury risk, but I think anyone who even takes a couple nights out of the few weeks that the tournament goes on, and you just see the passion. You see how much the players care about it. And how can that be something that is, quote, meaningless or something that's a negative? I mean, ultimately, I say this all the time. I want baseball to thrive. I want baseball to be healthy. I want baseball to be something that continues to be a positive and be something that grows into the future. And we talk about a lot about that, not just here in Baltimore, but the major leagues in general. And I think looking at the WBC on a in a global sense, I mean, you talk about growing the game, and maybe not so much in the US, but elsewhere, it's been a wild success as far as what we've seen. So I just I, and it's you know it's different, right? It's not the World Series, but it is something that has value. It's something that means a lot to the players, and it means a lot to countries. And I think people in base in America who have watched it when the U.S. won in 17, or when they play for a championship this week, that matters. That there's pride there. And no, it's not the World Cup, it's not the Olympics because it hasn't been around that long, but it could eventually rival those types of things to some degree or another. Because why? The game is growing internationally and it is becoming much more of a global game. So I like it. Again, it's not perfect. I don't know how you'd make it perfect from a timing standpoint, but I think it's made for really good theater. And having watched it, the last few versions of it, you just see the enthusiasm and interest for it growing.
Luke Jones is here. Luke, the whole time you've been talking about the WBC, I've been fingering through my Shrewsbury antique treasure of 19. It's all 1966 stuff, just so you know, all of it. And the News American piece is the actual preview, and it's like 32 pages. It's double trucked. The ads are phenomenal, and I knew it was gonna have gold in it. Like the minute I didn't look through it, Luke. I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God, this is Stedman. This is 66. It's $5. I'm buying it. Boom. The other thing was like $9, and it was like the Orioles 66 front from the Sun. I'm like, I'm buying it. And it was the fake front, and it has the real front. So, I can show you all of this stuff, but this is the amazing thing that just happened. I'm peeking through this, and I want to read some headlines to you. What would the World Series mean to you? Because we've talked about, for the Latin folks, what would it mean for the Dominican to win, or what it would mean for Japan to win, or but for you as a Baltimore guy, you've never experienced a World Series in your life, right?
Well, I mean, I was 2 weeks old, right? I mean, I was born October 2nd of 1983, so I've never experienced a World. I've never been to a World Series game, quite frankly. I've been to ALCS, I've been to Division Series,
Would you want to
but I
go
have
if I
not
took you
been
to
to a World.
Philly to a game? Would you, or you like,
Yeah,
I want to go to an Orioles game?
absolutely.
Okay,
I mean, it
cool.
would mean more with the Orioles, absolutely. I mean, there's no question about that. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed. I looked at some of the prices for Philly, and I thought, well, I. Paying that much for it to not be the Orioles, that would be a little different.
All right, so. This is the News American, which is always nearer and dearer to my heart than the Baltimore Sun. Orioles reached a peak World Series. So this is really thick. This is a thick, heavy, and it's beautiful. It's obviously not even yellowed, right? So Stedman predicts, it says here, Orioles will win World Series, right? So that's on page one. I start looking at the ads. It's WBAL and Carling Beer, giant ad on page one. And then they take care of the directors of Provident Savings Bank with a full double truck on page two. But here it is. Page two, Hofberger, a man with a winning touch. Stedman did a, the editor did a full story on Frank Robinson shaking. I haven't read it. I want to read it because it's the story of how Hofberger built the 66 Orioles. So I'm fingering through this, right? Page, every page is its own little treasure trove where there's the Go Orioles Go ad, the Tasty Cake ad from 1966, Gladding Chevrolet, which I grew up with as well. By the way, the back page. The cheapest guy in town, baby. Jack Luskin. Port a color TV. If you don't have a ticket, you should have color TV. So he's trying to sell you on the fact that you can watch the games in color. So Channel 13 says your Orioles World Series station, all games in color. It says so right here in it. I don't know that I can get the magazine where it needs to be because the green screen's a mess. So anyway, I'm fingering through this thing. Art Janney, the great Art Janney, happiness is a pennant, it says here. There's a Sears ad. There's a Natty Bo, beautiful color. National beer is for the birds. Congratulations. And it's got two dancing Oriole birds. But they named the road after Frank Robinson. They have him here on page 10F. Robinson Road, a road in friends, neighbors cheer Orioles hero on Cedarville Road, renamed Robinson Road because he lived there apparently. Stedman says Orioles will win in 66. And then I get through the double truck, which is a Sears ad, you can see. Are you ready for this headline, Luke? I hope you can see this because I'm going to try to hold this up. 1966, Aparicio, retire or no? You see this over here? And
I
there's
do.
Louie. So there it is, baby.
Very
Aparicio,
cool.
retire, no. At no. It says no. So anyway, Aparicio slipped to a career low. It sounds like me of 223 and 1965. I'm gonna read. I bought this to read it, but it's, you know what it smells like, Luke? It smells like the morgue at the News American where I made the phone call to get my job up at the Sun from. So this has a, it has a smell to it that is near and dear to the ink-stained heart that I had in 1984 when all this began. But baseball season, dude, it does crazy things to people.
It does, and lots of excitement, with the WBC, and opening day is right around the corner. I mean, it's here. It's always strange. You always have, for me, and I say this either, as media who's not down in Sarasota or just as a fan, there's always that excitement when pitchers and catchers report, then full squad reports, then the first few Grapefruit League games or Cactus League games out in Arizona, and then you kind of settle into, okay, this isn't the real season yet. You know, you get the updates here and there. You catch a couple games here and there. You listen to a few on the radio. But then, you know, opening day is right around the corner. And you know the Orioles will be at Fenway and going down to Arlington to take on the Rangers for three. And then opening up in Baltimore against the Yankees on April 6th. So it's almost here. And there's still some questions about the roster and still questions about who's going to be on the be in the rotation and all of that. But I mean, there's a lot of optimism. As I said, I wish the offseason had been a little more active. I'm not going to change my mind on that. I wholeheartedly feel that way, but there's still a lot to be optimistic about. And yeah, the WBC has been a nice little, nice little appetizer for that. And then we get into the Orioles coming north and playing for real here right around the corner. I can't wait.
You know, this has been on many, many, many t-shirts, mugs. The Sun still pimps this and sells it. I can't believe this was inserted into the package. And I literally found this on the air about 20 minutes ago. And we start Orioles sweep series in four straight. McNally, Brooks's feet up in the air. Beautiful thing, right? World Series. They got a chance, right? They got a puncher's chance, right? It all starts on the 30th.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to say they're going to win the World Series, but yeah, I mean, the chance, especially with wild cards now, which they did not have back in 1966, it was win the American League or go home. There's optimism. Questions for sure, no doubt about that as well. But let's see what Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson and Grayson Rodriguez, who I still am anticipating him being in the opening day rotation. So we'll see how it plays out. 162 of these. So there's going to be ups and downs and should be much more intrigue than what we were witnessing a few years ago. And that alone is progress and encouraging in and of itself.
I'll be getting ready for all things opening day and the 6th. I'll be downtown for the fun and the bands and the beer and the girls and the orange and the black and the weather and all that stuff. Also on the 5th, we're going to start things off in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour spring and baseball season. I have some instant lottery scratch-offs to give away. We'll be at Costas celebrating 50 years of the Maryland Lottery. Starting the tour in Dundalk, that is on the 5th in the afternoon. On the 7th, we're going to be down at Fadley's. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt. That is the day that the new arena is going to open with Bruce Springsteen. It's the morning after opening day. It's going to be a great, great weekend. The Eagles are playing on the 8th down at CFG Bank Arena. All that also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. Do what I did. Get new windows. If you're my windows are 40 years old in the place. I said it's time, and I made time, and I'm really glad. Spring is here. It's baseball. Little March Madness on the brain. We had a great time up at Hollywood Casino and the Barstool Sports last week to kick off the Terps. The Terps showed up a little bit. And then there's this Lamar Jackson story that we continue to talk about and the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.